Our Hidden Kitchen series returns now after many listeners called our phone line with stories about local visionaries and food traditions. This morning, the Kitchen Sisters, Nikki Silva and Davia Nelson, with producer Jamie York, take us to Montgomery, Alabama, to the Hidden Kitchen of Georgia Gilmore.
You have 52 new messages.
Hey, my name's John T. Edge, and I live down in Oxford, Mississippi, and direct the Southern Foodways Alliance. There's a woman y'all need to know about. Her name's Georgia Gilmore. She was a cook in the 1950s in Montgomery, Alabama. And when I think of Hidden Kitchens, I think about the story of her backdoor restaurant, her secret kitchen that fueled the civil rights movement.
Hey, how you doing? You live on the street. Do you know where Miss Gilmore used to stay?
Yeah, Miss Georgia Gilmore. That's Miss Gilmore house down there. You see that marker down there, that historical marker?
Oh, yeah, I see it now. You see the plaque in the yard?
George Teresa Gilmore. I'm her son, Councilman Mark Gilmore, Jr.
Georgia Gilmore.
She could cook.
1920, 1990.
She was a stone cook.
Her food was cooked on the mama level. And Georgia was like Big Mama. Southern type mamas, maybe 10 or 15 of them.
Now, my mother at the time was a midwife by profession. She cooked at National Lunch Company in Montgomery when the movement started. When Mrs. Rosa Parks was arrested for refusing to give up her seat in 1955, Mama got involved in the bus boycott.
She lost her job because management learned of her being a part of this movement that was going on. My name is Johnny Rebecca Carr, and I am the fifth president of the Montgomery Improvement Association.
Stopped at Alabama bus. I don't want to ride.
During the bus boycott, City of Montgomery brought suit against King and 90 other members of the Montgomery Improvement Association in March of 1956. They were claiming that the bus boycott was an unlawful conspiracy. Georgia Gilmore testified in court. She, in essence, called out this bus driver who had kicked her off a bus. When Miss Gilmore stood up in court, she got fired.
You cannot be afraid if you want to accomplish anything. You got to have the willing, the spirit, and above all, you got to have the get up.
Everybody could tell you Georgia Gilmore didn't take no junk. I'm Reverend Al Dixon. If you pushed her too far, she'd say a few bad words, and if you pushed her any further, she would... She'd hit you.
She was swift on her feet. She could move. Mama weighed about 350, 400 pounds. Martin Luther King would call her tiny. God
is a battle-axe. She lived about three blocks from where Reverend King was living at the time. I'm a Nelson Malden. Reverend King, when he came to Montgomery, I was his first barber. Whenever VIPs would come to town, he would always have Miss Gilmore to cook up a batch of chicken. When she was fired from a restaurant, Reverend King said, well, why don't you go in business for yourself?
She turned part of her home into a dining area. Dr. King and the organization helped her to set up where she could go into business cooking in her own home.
Dr. Martin Luther King, he needed a place where he could go, where he could not only trust the people around him, but trust the food.
Plus, they had a lot of secret meetings, and they didn't want nobody to know. So they went to Georgia House.
My name is Martha Hawkins. At Martha's Place Restaurant.
She inspired me to be able to do what I'm doing.
I'm Pastor Thomas E. Jordan, Little Baptist Church, Montgomery, Alabama. About 12 o'clock, we'd make a beeline to Georgia Gilmore's place. A lot of times you have to wait in line to be fed.
Why don't you sit down? I can't sit down.
And as these would leave, another set would come, just like a Methodist communion table.
I'm Althea Thomas. I'm organist here at Dexter Avenue, King Memorial Baptist Church.
Sometimes there would be about four professors, clerical workers, a policeman or two.
Lawyers and doctors, black and white. People like Mars Dees with the Southern Poverty Law Center.
She could talk on everybody's level, a confidant. Know what's going down, know what's up.
Kennedy came, Johnson's been here, Dr. King brought him. Wallace. All of them had a chance to eat at my mother's table. She called you little names, you know.
Come here, little heifer.
She'd be cooking that chicken. Sometimes she'd take it right out the grease and put it on your plate. You just eat wherever you could find a seat, stand up and eat whatever.
Well, I say, come here, black woman.
Pork chops, stuffed bell peppers. She would have chitlins with slaw, and they'd take the hog maw and cut up in them. She could cook it, man.
The bus boycott lasted for 381 days. Georgia Gilmore, another phase of her work was that she had a group called the Club from Nowhere. She just made it up in her mind to start raising money for the movement.
Aren't you hungry? Well, why not buy a pie from the ladies of the boycott?
They sold pies and cakes in the beauty shops. A lot of them was afraid to let people know who they was, so they called themselves the Club from Nowhere.
They bought the station wagons for different churches. That's how they organized transportation. In every mass meeting, Dr. King would preach, and she would turn that money in. She raised more money than anybody there.
Georgia Gilmore died on a Friday, on the 25th anniversary of the Civil Rights Selma to Montgomery March. She was fixing food for the marchers, and at the visitation, her family served it to the mourners.
She cooked that morning a tub of macaroni and cheese, and she would have fixed a tub of chicken. She was getting ready to cook heavy to help feed the people, and she died.
Well, I think Georgia Teresa Gilmore was one of the unsung heroines of the Civil Rights Movement. You know, Martin Luther King often talked about the ground crew. She was not really recognized for who she was, but had it not been for people like Georgia Gilmore, Martin Luther King Jr. wouldn't have been who he was.
The Hidden Kitchens Project is produced by the Kitchen Sisters, Davia Nelson and Nikki Silva, with Jay Allison. Photos are at NPR.org.
Support for Hidden Kitchens comes from the National Endowment for the Arts, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and the National Endowment for the Humanities. Special thanks to KQED San Francisco.